Call it to order. It's Thursday, January 9th, 2025. Historic Preservation Commission meeting. Beginning with the call to order.
Margaret Beck.
Kevin Burford.
Deanna Thoman.
Jordan Sellergren.
Frank Wagner.
Christina Willow Reynolds.
Carl Brown.
All right, public discussion of anything not on the agenda. Item D, discussion of commission annual work plan.
Okay, so as I wrote on the very brief memo, as part of your annual report to the State Historic Preservation Office, it's a requirement of being a certified local government, you will create a work plan. And typically, you know, we look at a past one and move on from there. And so I've included that, the past one. And while for a long time we just had a list of things that the commission wanted to do, and then we started kind of aligning it with a strategic plan. As the strategic plan got changed, then we decided last year to just align it with the preservation plan's goals. And so I've put them up here. They are in the plan, which is online, and most of you got a copy or a link to it. Some have a hard copy. And these are just very basic goals of the roles of the commission. You know, identifying properties, providing assistance, increasing public awareness, strengthening relationships between, you know, involved parties, reviewing things, all of the things that we have been tending to do. So I have this slide in here if we need to refer to it for any reason. But then otherwise, I thought we would just kind of hit the highlights of what that plan was that was approved last year, and then you guys can discuss and see if there's any ways that you want to change or add to it or whatever. So the commission decided to focus on three priorities instead of a long list of things to try to make it more palatable. And so one of the commission priorities, and the first one, was Oak Grove Park. It is located here on Dodge Street and Page Street, which is just north of Walnut, which is here. And it's this oblong or orthogonal, no, I don't know. It's this park. And it is related to kind of the Mexican-American history here in town. And there has been at least one research paper that's been written and that was published in the Annals of Iowa in, I think it was 2017. And so there has been some published information about it. The commission has had an interest in helping to determine a good name for the park. When this park gets its like rehab and its shine up, you know, what would be a good name for the park rather than Oak Grove? And so the priority and the reason it's on the commission's work plan is because there was kind of an interest in maybe getting started with more of that research, you know, going off of the existing research sooner than later. We do know that the change and work for Oak Grove Park is a ways off. The Parks and Rec director knows of your interest in it, and I remind her every year when we publish this so that, you know, she knows, but she is well aware. And so I do expect that when it comes time to do something like that, she'll reach out to me and then I can reach out to you. But there is a potential project if someone wanted to volunteer to, you know, go with this publication and start to look into, you know, what are potential names that come out of that. I'm sure that there is room for further research. You know, there's only one paper right now, and so we can always do more research and just to determine what an appropriate name to honor the Mexican American heritage that's here in Iowa City. So that's one of them. We also had a priority for forming a landmark and district subcommittee, and this was basically you know, planning for any potential downtown district or any landmarks that might come out of downtown, but as well as there have always been properties that the commission has over time wanted to landmark in town, and, you know, they come up as priorities sporadically. Sometimes when something's happening that we know about, and sometimes just because there's suddenly a focus, say, on brick properties or whatever. And so this is still something. We have a subcommittee that was formed for working on the landmarking of the buildings at 302, 316 East Bloomington Street. And I think that last year, since that came up, that the committee was just really involved in that. And there was a lot of good work and public outreach that did happen through that project. And so, you know, I would encourage you that if you want to either keep that subcommittee going or change it up, to continue to look into whether or not there are other landmarks or districts that you want to work on, and, you know, what you might feel that you can move forward on. I just put the downtown map here just because it was convenient. So the third one was engaging with the public and city council, and I think that, you know, obviously that project was one where you guys did that. You know, you were reaching out, you were communicating with the public. And I think the relationships that you formed are ones that you should, you know, continue with. If there's any issues that you found along the way, those are the kinds of things to work on. And so, you know, whether or not, I would encourage you to keep these as priorities, but that is something that, you know, you guys need to determine how you want to work as a commission this year. But those were the three priorities that were marked out. We have ongoing things that just happen all the time, and one of them is our annual Historic Preservation Awards. They're going to be on Thursday, February 27th. That's a Thursday, and it'll be at the library. And I think that the subcommittee has really done a good job of kind of helping take some of the work out of my hands for this, so I feel really good about that.
Do you? I'm glad.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I do. I feel like you've been working really well. The last email I sent did say, now it's time for the real work to begin. and I did mean that part, because the bulk of what we actually really have to do is kind of like right now.
Is the writing and the...
Well, and all of just the record keeping.
Yeah.
I mean, going through all of the submittals and populating the Excel with all the information and tracking down information that's not given and stuff, that's just a lot. And so that is the kind of thing where, you know, somebody could go in and do some, somehow we could mark that we've done some, you know, nobody has to go in and do it all, but I think there are jobs and tasks that could be done. So as long as we keep it up, I think it's great.
Cool. Good.
And you know, of course, that the awards are, you know, the best outreach that the commission has really to the public, you know, except for when you do something like a landmarking or something. Other ongoing work is our Historic Preservation Fund. And this started in 2017, the summer, and we've had a $40,000 budget every year. Last year it was up to $42,000, and I have $42,000 for this year as well, and we've actually allocated all of the money so far. If we do have a project that comes in under, because we will hold that whole $5,000 for them, even if the estimates came in at, say, $3,500, just because we know projects can change cost. And if they get legitimate extra costs, we'll go ahead and want to be able to help them with the full $5,000. So if somebody finishes up under that, we might have a little extra. Since we had one project that only gets the $2,000 this year, we did have one that carried over. It took a little less, so I'd able to make that $3,300 now, you know, and maybe I can get it up to the $5,000. We'll see. But everything's allocated already.
For 2025?
For this, the fiscal year that we're in, which is It's the first time we've really done that. Wow. So, unfortunately, for the next fiscal year, it's going to roll back to $40,000 because of budget cuts across the board, really. Another ongoing work was the Summit Street Monument. And some of you know, or I'll remind you, that we did a study. We got a grant to study it in 2019. A professional stone conservator, and he determined that the best course of action for making sure that we had a Summit Street Monument in the future was to move it inside somewhere and to put a replica in that location. And so we did have consultant budget for this fiscal year, but in November, because of budget cuts, they did that was taken away, so we don't have that right now. Some of the difficulty was finding a location for it. I think that we might have come up with some good ideas along those lines, but it's still something that we need to hold off on and hope that we can have a budget in the future that might allow for things like that.
How much was the budget that was in but then removed?
I think it was $15,000. I think that's what I remember. And so then we have some long-term goals. And these are just things that, you know, someday we like to kind of keep in the back of our mind and maybe they'll come up. Helping to promote landfill diversion through salvage and reduce demolition, you know, making it more profitable to reuse a building than to demolish and build a new one helps to not create more landfill waste and stuff like that. Continuing along with the idea of identifying opportunities to highlight, our diverse history. Any time that we can recognize, you know, racial, ethnic, religious, social justice, all types of things like that through the stories that we tell in the buildings and the buildings that we save. That's, you know, just a long-term goal for the community. And I think it's a case where, you know, there's not necessarily a project to come up at this time to do. We have the update of the College Green Historic District, and this is probably more me than anything else, but it's the College Green Historic District is listed in the National Register of Historic Places. And before we moved this house into the district in 2016, we reached out to the state because we wanted to make sure that this house could be a contributing structure in the district after it was moved there. And they did, at that point in time, provide us with an opinion that yes, it could be, but we would have to amend the district nomination to include it. And we've always wanted to do that because we would want that homeowner to be eligible for the same tax credits or any other benefits of the district than any other homeowner would have. And at the time, I sent them a draft of a version of redoing it, and they weren't sure how to do it, and then they suggested something else, and I had just run out of time. And so it hasn't been done. And I guess that's the kind of thing where maybe it's possible for volunteers to do. I don't know. But that is a long-term goal and seemingly easy to just check it off, but there's a process. It would have to go through a whole state nominating review committee and all sorts of stuff, so it'd have to be written up formally. And then finally, we've had a tornado in town. We've had derechos here and north of us and flooding events and stuff like that. And so the commission has had an interest in developing, some kind of a disaster preparedness to let people know that there is help, and to maybe try to find ways to get information to people, to get help to people, to, let's say they have something that needs to be reviewed, are there things that we can review really quickly and easily all as a group? You know, just a way to make it fast. The community and the commission won a national award for their work after the tornado. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you just let everybody do what they want after the tornado because they're all stressed out. Yes, I mean, they are, but the goal is to help them and to help them have what they had before after it's all fixed and done. And so one of those things is to be able to evaluate things quickly and help people realize sometimes that no, they don't have to remove that or this because it's not, that is salvageable, that is savable. Or if things do need to be torn down and rebuilt, to help them find, you know, the right people to help them do that. And we got a grant for to help the community that year. So, you know, the commission has the ability to work together to do things like that, apply for a grant for the community to help and stuff. So developing that is one of those long-term goals that the commission has. And I think that's it. So your work plan, we broke it out in this way, and you guys can discuss and figure out if you want to change anything or add or subtract or whatever.
I don't see anything that needs to be changed. I mean,
was the polyized, was that specifically polyized, or was that any kind of building? That's be the only one that could get taken off since.
Or was that just sort of generally?
That was part of the
general.
Yeah, I just used the building because of the fact that it was an example of, okay, like when the commission was working with the community and council and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it did. I mean, when you think about the whole district and landmarking subcommittee, I mean, the subcommittee might not have been working on what they had originally planned to work on, but that was the kind of work that that subcommittee would probably do.
We agree then.
I like it.
Yeah, keep it.
I mean, it's comprehensive without being overwhelming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have 40 points, it's like, oh.
I feel like everything that was on there has come up at one point,
yeah,
over what we're doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it's just a matter of kind of moving forward with some of the things. I know I'm not going to be as available to move forward on like downtown stuff, but I hope that is still in everybody's sights. I think that I'd be interested to talk about maybe today or the next meeting, like what to come up with a list of specific, like identify basically any buildings downtown that are kind of low-hanging fruit that are not protected, mm-hmm, that could potentially come up first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that should be done outside of the subcommittee, if that's commission discussion.
Yeah. Well, I think that, and I think a couple good things would be, of course, as you and Andrew transition with chair, mm-hmm, that, you know, Andrew might have some ideas of things as priorities and a way to tackle them as well. And
totally.
So it might be good for you guys just to have a conversation,
yeah,
about it. But what you could do is, I mean, if the commission wants to put something on the agenda for a discussion, we could always do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could be like, okay, let's talk about such and such.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, in the commission discussion section at the end, we used to have a little like work plan update every single month.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there was an active committee, you know, kind of like what was happening last year,
mm-hmm,
then there could just be a brief report from those members on, you know, what you were doing and what you needed help on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. With Andrew not here, you
right
know, it's kind of up to you guys. Our next meeting, just so you're aware, you know, we'll have, basically, I'll have this final version of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can just approve it if we don't need to make changes. But otherwise, if you had a change, we would approve it that time.
Yeah.
But then we'll go through the annual report real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that we're going to have at least one, maybe two projects or more.
Okay.
It depends as people kind of start gearing up for things.
Okay. Well, I'll reach out to Andrew and see if there's anything he wants to add to the agenda for February.
Yeah, and you could just be like, you could have an item that's just discussing a subcommittee, like, okay, what do we want a subcommittee to do, and who wants to be on it,
yep,
and how we're going to start.
Jessica, I don't know if this is the time to discuss this, but I have just a practical question. So looking at the description of the Landmark District Subcommittee, you describe, and you've mentioned this before, there are other large areas of town with historic properties that have never been surveyed. Can you say briefly what that process of surveying looks like? Is it a document search? Is it something else that
sure
is involved?
And it kind of depends.
Okay.
So you can, most surveys in a community begin with, and I'm not going to remember the terms right now today because I haven't been thinking about it, but there is a level of survey that's kind of like a windshield survey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you're looking at a neighborhood as a group, and so it's, well, I think it's most often called a reconnaissance survey. And usually through that, yeah, you do write down information. You'll take a photo of each property, and you'll put down some basic information. But part of that is to determine, is there like a cohesive architectural group, you know, and then where does it end and not, you know.
Like Kirkwood Avenue would be
Be perfect.
Right. Yeah. Well, in the Morningside neighborhood around City High would be another one. It was just a different era of town. And so that would be the kind where you can work with volunteers, you know, untrained people, minimally trained people. You know, if a group wanted to organize, you could do that. Now, it's kind of one step up to do a little bit more research on the neighborhood and the houses, because then you're going to start to know more of the stories. But in a way, when you're doing the reconnaissance survey, you want to know a little bit about the neighborhoods and subdivisions, because often the boundaries might relate to the formation of a subdivision, you know, where it was formed and it still looks like it was formed and the things outside are just off a little or something mm-hmm. like that. So there is a little bit of background history that you should kind of look at with a neighborhood before you just go off and do a reconnaissance survey. But yeah, you could do that. The next step up then would be more of an intensive survey of a neighborhood and individual properties. Individuals can do that too. You don't have to be a qualified historian, but it is a little bit, you know, you're going to start to get into more research. So,
if we were to pursue this, and again, we can talk more about this at a future meeting, but I mean, I think would a short training session for anybody interested be possible? I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the kind of thing we would organize. If you guys were interested in doing it, say, in Lucas Farms, then I think we would probably reach out to some people who are active there. You know, we know Judy Niren writes good Facebook pages about houses, about, you know, specific information about houses. You know, she might be able to help organize, or she might be interested in talking about properties. If, you know, you guys had friends and you guys wanted to get together on weekends occasionally and do that, you could do that, and we could have a little training session or something.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Moving on to item E, report of certificates issued by chair and staff.
So if you guys... So I think actually, since this was just a discussion, I mean, I didn't write out like a motion, but it is an actual item on the agenda. So if you guys want to approve it now, you can make a motion and approve it.
Mm-hmm. And without the chair present, I can't imagine that.
The vice chair is acting chair when the chair is not present.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's up to you guys. If you want me to put it on the agenda again next time, I mean, it would be basically the same thing.
I mean, I feel comfortable with just moving forward with a vote on it.
I agree.
All right. Is there a motion?
So you'd say I move to, I don't know what.
Approve the commission annual work plan. Wagner moves to approve the commission's annual work plan.
Beck seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, item E.
We only had one application that came in while I was out of town, and that was this one. This is the house at 113 South Johnson Street. Kevin's familiar with this house. It's right next door to his. They are putting some railings similar to these at the steps at the sidewalk and also at the porch, and we confirmed that they will attach those to the concrete steps, so they won't attach it to any stone or anything. And it's just a simple steel railing. It is... you know what we recommend a lot for rental properties and places like that that really need to meet code for a railing. We ask them to paint it black.
Is that an Airbnb?
Used to be, I think.
No,
I was previously.
Mark had it.
Yeah, it is now the Catholic social worker's house.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just a couple railings and that's it.
All right, discussion of or consideration of minutes.
Any changes?
No, Thoman moves to approve the minutes for the December 12th, 2024 meeting.
Willow Reynolds seconds that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Commission discussion number one, historic preservation awards.
Yeah, and I think I accidentally already said everything I wanted to say about that. So, you know, we're moving forward. It is important to figure out who's going to present each section next because mm-hmm. we'll work into the writing. Mm-hmm. And if the, you know, if we have non-writers and we need to pull in other commission members for that, I don't know. I guess we can work through that. But
is there anybody here who's not on the subcommittee who'd be willing to write or and or present?
Or feel like it.
Or
I'm willing to write.
And I'm willing to, I'm on the thing, but I can present if nobody else wants to. I don't mind presenting.
Okay.
I could try to help out with writing. I'm unfortunately out of town that okay. week in February, so I can't help with the presenting.
Okay.
And I do have, I don't know if this is the time, just with the awards, and I know Bob brought up the one about... the one award.
On Dodge Street?
Yeah, my only, I just started thinking about it when Ann Burnside and Linda McGuire said that, you know, they don't need to have the stewardship award, but they did mention that house on Johnson Street.
I don't know which one. I did.
I drove, it is, I mean, it's nice. I've kind of never, you know, I go through the neighborhood, but it is very nice.
Do you remember the address?
Yeah. Well, if I could find her email.
Well, and maybe, I mean, we could also just consider it for next year. We could add it to that list because,
okay.
you know, we aren't really strict about when
timeline.
It was done.
Okay.
You know, if it was 4 to 5 years ago, then maybe not.
They put an addition on, and it's really well done. In the back of the house, and the paint job is impeccable. I mean, it is striking.
Did you say South
it's
Johnson?
It's on the corner,
or
North Johnson, Johnson. The corner of Johnson and Ronald Street.
Okay.
The door faces Johnson Street, and it's really...
That might have gotten
that whole little block
already.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Yeah.
That would be good.
Maybe that's...
I can try to find that letter from...
I read that. I don't remember seeing anything that I was like, oh, yeah, we should look at that. And I'm not going to remember off the top of my head what the ones were from last year. I mean, we see so many.
mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so that was...
I'd have to look. Why don't I just make a note and I'll look back at her.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, we could try to add more, but I think that we have... 15 or 16. I mean, that's a pretty healthy number.
Mm-hmm. And if Ann or Linda should ask me, I can say, yes, we're going to look into it for the next round.
You certainly could. And I've been talking to Linda by email a lot, too.
Okay, good.
She did have another suggestion that we went forward with.
Okay.
so.
Okay, that's all I have.
Let me write that down.
What sort of promotion is there around the Historic Preservation Awards, apart from just the outreach to the winners or to the nominees?
You know, putting the signs out kind of helps, mm-hmm. but then usually we have the communications department put out a press release.
Okay.
So, yeah, I forgot we have to get that ready. I mean, it's usually they write it, and sure. then we say yes.
It might be nice to have some social media to get the kids out.
Well, and we don't have a social media page anymore for the commission, but they do it.
Communications, yeah.
Yeah, they do it. And but friends also can do that. They can advertise. They could send an email to all their members.
Mm-hmm. And it's at the library, so there is no booze this year.
Right. That's correct. Unless people go to a place afterwards.
Right, which we discussed.
I mean, if somebody wanted to make a flyer and print it and staple it to a telephone pole, you can. You know, I don't know how they do that kind of stuff anymore. But yeah, that's, I mean, generally it's kind of low key, but yeah, we want to get the word out. Mm-hmm. It's fun to see 100 or more people
agree
come celebrate preservation.
Yeah. Dress up a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, did you have anything else about that?
No.
Okay. So the CLG annual report, I'm compiling that right now, and Kevin and Ryan will have to fill out the new commissioner form, and it's something I'll email you, and you have to sign it and stuff. Because you haven't, no. The only other thing then would be, if you guys really think of something important that has happened that you think might be overlooked, even if, you know, it's fine if I already know about it, just reach out and let me know, because mm-hmm. I do. I mean, it's kind of like racking my brain and going through my calendar and finding the things that we did. But also, if for any reason that you did any education or anything that's related to this, volunteered for anything, maybe that could, you know, if there's anything related to preservation and your role on the commission that you did in the last year, let me know. Just send me an email, tell me what it is, when. If it was education, then I need to know everything. And so you came to the summit for that one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, and remember.
Is the rec center, National Register?
The Iowa City Rec Center that you did review the National Register nomination for, it has been approved by the National Park Service, so it's now listed in the National Register.
And that was in 2024, so it fits on the
That'll go on that annual report. And the writers of the nomination wanted to get a plaque, but the city decided that they're going to get a plaque, and they'll put it next to the memorial plaque in the main entryway. It's not something the National Park Service does. You can just do it if you want to, if you are, you know, an individual owner or something like that. So,
do you think, is there any interest in having somebody from that group speak at the awards or anything?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they would be comfortable speaking. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That's something that the subcommittee can talk about.
Okay.
It might be a possibility.
All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
604, 605.
Great.
Well done, everybody. All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Brown, so moved.
Beck, seconds.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Aye.
Aye.